Well, good morning and welcome to chapel. It's great to see you here. We're glad that you've joined us to set this time and each of us apart for the work that God wants to do in and through us. There are a number of visitors in the room, so I want to acknowledge that. So welcome to the cabinet who's here and to the Collegiate Ministries leadership team who are here with us in the room. Thank you for joining us. There's also a number of other visitors who are joining us remotely. So you'll see Patrick is manning the camera. And so we want to give a special shout out to the Urbana staff that are joining us remotely who work and live beyond Madison. So thank you for joining us. Some of them who got up significantly earlier than us because of the time zone change. So thanks for joining us. So before I pray for us to get us started, I want to give you a bit of an overview of the time that we'll have together so you'll know. For those who like to know what's coming, you'll know that. So Matt will begin us, Matt and Shanna, with leading us in a few worship songs. Following that, Tom will come up and speak and give us a little bit of context around consecration and the commissioning time that we'll do. Following that, we'll have a couple different sections of prayer. Jim will pray for Tom, who will then in turn pray for the Urbana leadership team. And then each of them, through Joyce, Rob, and Una, will pray for their teams under them. So they will give you direction of when to stand, and you need to figure out who you fit under, program, communications, or operations. And then Tom will finish that section by praying for those of our coworkers who will be staying here at the NSC and serving us from here. Following that, we'll close together by praying together in one voice, where we all will pray and stand to bless and ask God's provision and hand over Urbana and during that time. And then Matt will close us in a song. So let me pray before we begin worship. Lord Jesus, thank you for this time to come together and to seek your face as a community who has the privilege of stewarding this thing called Urbana, and for the joy as InterVarsity to do that together, and to see and know over the decades past how you have used Urbana and how we can look expectantly for the ways that you will use this one. And so, Lord, would your Holy Spirit come, be in our midst, and make this time what you desire, open our hearts to receive, to hear the words that you have.
Good morning. Who's excited about Urbana? I'm excited about the fruit of our labor that we'll get to see in just a little more than a week. And we have a little preview of some of that labor. Our Urbana Bibles are now here. So one of the things I wanted to say before I lead us in our time here is how proud I am of the work that you've all done already. I think this book, for example, just the work that goes into a small project like this, shows the excellence of all the work that you're doing. I was talking to someone from outside InterVarsity recently, and their comment to me was, what excellent work that you all do. And they really noticed the excellence at which we prepare all that we do, including what we do at Urbana. So I just want to say just how proud I am and what a privilege it is to be a part of this Urbana effort. We're going to look this morning at Joshua chapter 1. So if you have your Bibles, if you can turn with me to it. In Joshua 1, familiar story, the Lord said to Joshua, "Get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." Then in Joshua 2, Joshua sends out two spies to confirm that their mission will be successful. Right? The spies report back, "The Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us." 10 days from now, you will cross the state of Illinois into the land called St. Louis. You'll set your foot in the America Center and the Edward Jones Dome. Every place you set your foot, each of the 180 seminar rooms, the lounges, the prayer rooms, every manuscript Bible study room will be given to you. The Lord will be with us backstage in the registration hall, in the conference office, in the communications office, where the Urbana Today happens. I believe that God will show up in powerful and miraculous ways that we can't even imagine, calling thousands and thousands of students to give their whole lives for God's global mission. Amen? I believe that God will send out thousands and thousands of students to tell the gospel story on their campuses and throughout the world. Amen? But like Joshua and the Israelites, we're not quite there yet. We're at a Joshua 3 moment right now. As the Israelites make last-minute preparations for their mission, there's a surprising twist in the Joshua story. We're surprised by Joshua's last charge in chapter 3, one day before their mission begins. And I want to read that to you in verse 5. He says, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." Joshua doesn't say, "Persevere, for you will finish all your emails and your to-do lists." He doesn't say, "Stand firm and don't worry, all the speakers and special guests will show up." No, instead of focusing on what to pack again or what weapons to bring or what meetings to schedule, or Joshua focuses on one thing for the people here. He says, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." Consecrate yourselves. Consecration is the setting apart from the unclean, setting apart ourselves completely for the Lord. Consecration during Joshua's time often meant idols being destroyed or getting rid of things in our lives that are not completely pleasing to God. Consecration also meant making space for God to actually do the work of making us holy. So as the NSC, as the Urbana team, we're now at Joshua 3 moment. Consecrate yourselves, for in 10 days, the Lord will do amazing things among you. What does it look like to set apart ourselves completely for the Lord in the next 10 days? Are there temptations that are distracting us? Are there things that are not pleasing to God that are taking up space in our lives, replacing God? In the next 5 minutes, I want to invite us in a quiet time of prayer to come before the Lord individually. We'll have some music that will be playing in the background as well. Ask the Lord if there's something not pleasing to God in your life. It might be a heart issue that no one else can see. Maybe it's been how you've been using your words lately, how you've been using your time or your resources. Ask for forgiveness and consecrate yourself to Him. Offer yourself to the Lord, saying, "All that I am, all that I have belongs to you, Lord." So we'll pray, and after about 5 minutes, when you hear the music stop, we'll come together again, and Jim Lundgren will say a few words to us.
One of my intercessory disciplines all through the years has been to slowly pray my way through the world, especially focusing on countries that seem particularly troubled or where Christians are being persecuted or it just seems like things are not working out. And one of the things I've noticed in the last year or two is the list has gotten longer and longer. I can't pray through all the countries I can think of that need prayer because they're in turmoil in one sitting. It's had to be, I'll handle Africa, or I'll handle Europe, or I'll handle Asia this time. It feels to me that this is one of the most dangerous times in my lifetime to be alive in this world, and even in our country. And it would be so easy to respond to that with a list of enemies, a list of isolation, a list or a perspective of pulling back, and let's care about ourselves. Let's only worry about our people, what's good for us. And what I love about Urbana is it says, no. God is a global God who loves the whole world. Amen? God is a global God, and He calls us to walk into danger for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the people. He calls us to take risks. He calls us to be people who bring good news in every way, shape, and form. In the person of Jesus Christ and what it means to follow Jesus Christ and receive forgiveness from sins, and also what it means to live for justice in the world. Urbana is all about saying to us in InterVarsity and to the wider Christian public across our country, God cares about the world, and we care about what God cares about. I think, when I think of that, of Romans 10, 14 and 15, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they not, they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And so as we cross and consecrate ourselves to crossing this river Jordan, we go with good news. We go with a message to InterVarsity, to our students, our faculty and our staff, with a sense of we're about God's mission to the world. We're not pulling in. We're not walking away. We're not creating lists of people we don't like. We love everyone because Christ has loved us. So we're going to enter in a time of progressive intercession here together as a national staff conference, our national service center, as a cabinet, as a collegiate ministries leadership team, progressively praying for all of us as we go to serve Jesus Christ at Urbana. And I'm going to start by praying for Brother Tom Lynn. Tom, come on up. Lord Jesus, Tom stands in a long line of program directors for Urbana who consecrated themselves to serve you first, to take on all of the risks of leading Urbana, all of the joy of leading Urbana, and to do it willingly, without compulsion, and with great joy. And so, Lord, we pray for our brother. We collectively pray for our brother right now. Would you meet him in every way, shape, or form as he leads us at Urbana? Would you give him a full measure of your Holy Spirit? Would you give him freedom? Would you allow him to say, when he speaks from the platform, would you allow him to say the words that you've called him to say to us and to everyone who will be there? And Lord, we bless this brother and we gladly say we will follow him in your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for Tom Lynn. In your name, amen.
It's now my privilege to pray for the Urbana leadership team. So if those on the Urbana leadership team can stand, that's Erica Mayle, Kurt Bullis, Joyce Indarto, Rob Knight, Una Lucy Lee, and we may have joining us from Canada, Steve Colby. He serves on the Urbana leadership team as well. So I'm going to pray for them as a team, and then I'll give further instructions after that. If you're near them, feel free to lay your hands on them. Thank you. Let's pray. Lord, I first thank you for the privilege of serving with this team. We thank you, as staff in the NSC and around the country, the chance to follow these leaders. We pray now the setting apart of them for your service, Lord. just as they've been set apart over the past 18 months or more, Lord, we set them apart for your service in those 5 days of the conference at Urbana. Lord, may their work be pleasing to you. May they and their character and who they are and who you created them to be pleasing to you. Lord, we think of Matthew 26 and the image that sat with many of us on the leadership team of the woman breaking the alabaster jar in an act of worship before Jesus, giving of her most valued things. And so I pray for this team as they, through the work of their hands, break the most beautiful things in their lives, their most valued things. The time they've spent, the thinking they've thought through, the plans they've made, all their most valuable things, Lord, we lay them before you in worship and pray that you would bless it, Lord. And that those acts of worship would be pleasing to you. And Lord, finally, we send them. We send them out as they serve you in the convention center, in the Edward Jones Dome, in the halls of the hotels, on the streets in St. Louis, in all the many ways they'll serve. Lord, we send them, we commission them now, Lord, as they go from this place, Lord. Go with them, Lord. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to invite now Una, Rob, and Joyce to come up. And in turn, they'll each come up, Una first, and then Rob and Joyce. They'll introduce, well, they have their on-site team stand up, and they'll pray prayers of blessing for them.
It is my privilege to pray for the program team. I've done a lot of crying lately. Partly my emotional bandwidth is a little limited, but also out of gratitude. So as I'm reading talks from speakers or testimonies or talking with the program team, I'm just overwhelmed at the gifts and skills and everything that God has poured into his saints. And the myriad of gifts and experiences that all will come to Urbana. And the program team really represents that for me. So I believe everyone on the team is operating in their giftedness. And I don't think anyone on the team wants anybody else's job on the team, but they like their job. So in my mind, it's been a beautiful picture of, I think, how God wants it to work. So it's my privilege to pray for, in the office, Carrie Yamamoto. If she's here, she can stand. Ariana Eggleston, Andy Nguyen, and Dan Pinka is on the program team. There he is back there. And then off-site is Erna, who's leading worship. Lindsay, who's heading up scripture engagement. Carolyn Carney with prayer. Daniel Jones, he's a Canadian representative and also in the performing arts team. Allison Seward is heading up performing arts again. And Chow, the afternoon program, amazing meister. I don't know how she's still standing, but she's been amazing. And then Maylin is heading up the Gospel in Action Night. And I also want to pray for Shaylin, who's the MC. And my prayer is also out of Matthew 26 for the woman who anointed Jesus with perfume. A few months ago, I talked to the program team, and I said, we are that woman. So there'll be one Urbana 15. There'll be a start. There'll be an end. A lot of disciples have opinions about what to do with this conference, and it's ours to hear from the Lord and do our best. So here's my prayer for this team. May you be blessed with focus like the woman who was able to see Jesus amidst the details and the crowds and the intimidation. May you be blessed with the kind of courage she had to worship in an extravagant way. May you be blessed to take the right risks, make the right choices, and may you be blessed to receive affirmation from Jesus. May you hear his voice of affirmation, and at the end of the conference, may you hear, well done, it's beautiful. Amen.
I'm going to pray for the operations team. So if you're part of the operations team, would you just stand up? So there they are. I'm not going to go through all the names. We're just kind of a group, so we're just kind of a group. But there's also other folks here at the NSC who have really touched and interacted with our operational efforts and have sustained us and partnered with us. So if you have kind of feelers out into Urbana operations, though it's not your full-time job, would you also stand up? There's like folks in ITS, there's folks in accounting and income who are working with us. There are folks in legal. So if you've partnered with us in any way, would you please stand? That includes you, Beth. There you go. Okay. I know you're not going down, but you've been working with us. So, and I first want to say thank you to all of you who are standing and all of you who are watching at home as well. Even you, Susan Green, and your PJs out in Phoenix. I want to say thank you for the work that you've done, for the way that you've given yourselves and employed your gifts to make Urbana 15 a possibility. So I just want to publicly say thank you for doing that. This is from Romans 12. We've used Romans 12 to kind of form some of our team values, and this is from the first verse of Romans 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Let's pray. Lord, I believe that you have seen the work that the folks standing here have done. You have seen their sacrifice. And we pray that you would receive that as worship to you. Would you receive the work of our hands as our way to worship and honor you? And as we continue down to St. Louis in a few days, and as we meet the challenges on site, would we continue to do that in a sense of worship? And would you continue to receive that from us with that intention? Lord, we often say that if we do our work well, we will go unnoticed. Would you make us unnoticed in St. Louis? And would you fill us with deep contentment in being unnoticed and joy in being unnoticed? Lord, we testify that you have sustained us in these past months. You have met us through long days, through challenging vendor relationships, through a number of unexpected twists and turns. We testify that you have sustained us. And so we pray that you would sustain us going forward. Sustain us with a willing and tireless spirit in the days in St. Louis. And as you work through us, would you make us attentive to the work you're doing in us? And would we be just a little bit more conformed to your image because of our experience at Urbana? Lord, it's our deepest desire that 10 years from now, the men and women who are down at St. Louis a couple weeks from now would be serving you in other cultures and countries and doing kingdom work. Would you use us, use our gifts to participate with you and making that happen? We pray in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
It is my privilege to work with a big group of people here at the NSC. I'd like to ask for the Urbana Communications team to stand, as well as all of the designers, social media team lead, photographers, writers, project managers, media relations people, videographers, and web managers, anybody who are involved in handle at Urbana Missions, urbana.org, will be writing Urbana today. There's quite a few of you. Please stand. Let's pray. I thank God for each of you, and I pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. I'm confident that he who began a good work in us will carry on to completion until the end. And this is my prayer, that as we witness how God will work, move, and transform 16,000 people at Urbana, that our eyes will see, our ears will listen, our hearts will discern for what story we should tell. May the sacredness of our work bring light and renewal to those who we work with and to those who see and receive our work. May the words of our mouth, the sentences we type, the beauty we capture, the snaps and tweets we post, the artwork we design, the webpage we publish, the questions we ask, and all the stories we tell bring glory to our God. May we extend grace to one another, and may we be filled with joy. May we be courageous to give our lives a as living sacrifice as we compel Urbana to do the same. Thus far, the Lord has helped us. He has been faithful and merciful until now. So I pray that we will encounter the abundance of His grace and goodness at Urbana. The peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with our spirit. Amen.
There are two other groups of people that I'd like to stand as well. The first is those who are going to Urbana, but who have not stood so far. You're probably touching the Urbana operations team, communications team, or program team, but didn't realize it. So some of you are working with exhibits. You're exhibiting. Some of you are working with tracks. Some of you are in the special guest program. So if you're going to Urbana but haven't stood up yet, please stand right now. Okay? Some of you are actually staying at the NSC, and that's very important work. You're holding down the fort here while the rest of the staff team is gone. So will you also stand, those of you who are staying at the NSC? And let me pray for us now. Lord, we thank you for these folks, for the ways that you've placed a calling in our own lives. I think of what the students will hear at Urbana on the last night as they're commissioned, as they hear the words from Matthew 28 to go and make disciples of the nations. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be a part of that disciple-making effort. So we pray now and consecrate before you the service that will be done, whether it's in the exhibit hall as we invite students to consider your great commission. Whether that's at home as we answer phone calls about Urbana or take care of things that support in the back office here. Lord, whether it's encouraging a guest of Urbana who's coming who has significant influence on this generation of students. Lord, in all that we have the opportunity to do, Lord, may our service be pleasing to you and may you use us in disciple-making in the world. Through the Urbana Conference. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to spend the last, just maybe about 2 minutes now in one voice prayer. So sorry to make you stand again. If everyone could stand. And we'll have just one voice prayer. So if you're familiar with one voice prayer, we just pray all at the same time in unison. Pray prayers of blessing and protection. That's especially protection. There's a lot that we're asking the Lord for protection for over each other, or what could happen, spiritual warfare we're facing, physical protection in the age that we live in right now. So just pray out prayers, short prayers of blessing and protection. In about a couple minutes, Diane will come up to close us. And I thank you. Let's pray.
Lord, we thank you for your call in each of our lives. And again, for the privilege it is to stand before you and to serve you through Urbana and through our university. And so, Lord, I do pray prayers of blessing and commissioning us as we move forward into the days before Urbana and into Urbana, that all the stories that you desire to write, we would be receptive and open to be part of and the privilege of seeing you write them. So we praise you and thank you and give you honor and glory. In your name, amen.